for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Last week, I offered you the phrase, "We are where we are." I said that we are, as followers of Jesus, called to commit to be the head, hands, heart of Jesus in the world. We are called to work with God and the movement of the Spirit where we are. What does that look like? Well, it depends. This might not be the answer we want. We might want a foolproof formula, but that's not how it works in this world, in this life. Just how we are to be, just how we are to love, just what the next right thing is to do, it depends. This is the fifth week that our lectionary has us focusing on the back and forth in the Jerusalem temple between Jesus and the authorities in our gospel passage from Matthew. This week is the final round, a last question from the Pharisees, and a last question from Jesus. The Pharisees think they have Jesus cornered when they ask which commandment is the greatest. In their way, in their pattern of religious life, if Jesus singles out one commandment, he cannot be sent from God, as the law, all of the law, is from God. If he says they are all great, they can follow up by asking why he has been breaking so many of those commandments. Jesus doesn't say that all the commandments are great, but neither does he say, here's one, and the rest don't matter. Instead, he steps over and beyond human expectation and offers a reframing, a reprioritizing, as he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Before anyone, the Pharisees or us, can make this loving of God and neighbor into a formula, into a series of one-size-fits-all steps, Jesus follows up with a question. What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? It might have seemed like an easy answer to the Pharisees. The Messiah is the son of King David. The Pharisees know this answer because Scripture has foretold it. The Messiah who would usher in the kingdom of heaven would be descended from David, and as such, it was expected that the Messiah would be a conquering hero like David. The Messiah would be a crowned king and would be the once and for all hero. Jesus wants them to see that while descended from David's line, the Messiah will be a very different kind of king. A king whose reign will include suffering, rejection, and death. A king whose disciples are called to follow Jesus by living and being in the world in a way that is different than they might have expected. The answer to how we are to be disciples is different than we might want or expect. It depends. It depends. This isn't a wishy-washy statement. It isn't a shrugging of shoulders and a who knows way of responding to life's challenges. Jesus came to show us that God loves us. God chose to be in relationship with us no matter what. Even if we reject that relationship, God's love remains. It is stronger than our rejection, stronger than death, stronger than anything. We are loved, and we can depend on God's love. Feel that love surrounding you now. Feel it holding and supporting you. For us, as Christians, we can answer, "It depends," as we discern our call as followers of Jesus out of a place of dependence on God's love. We can trust and depend on God's love, and we are invited to grow into that, to deepen that trust and dependence more and more. That trust and dependence are the solid ground on which we determine the next right step on this life's journey with all its challenges. God's love holds us, and the way of Jesus asks us to hold life's challenges and contradictions. We are asked to be willing to say, "It depends," when we want to leap to yes or no, when we want to leap to binary answers in life. Saying "it depends" makes way for us to stay connected to God and to one another. It makes way for us to change and be changed, for new perspectives and new ways of being. Today, in her baptism, Juliet will be welcomed into the community of God's love made known in Jesus. This is a community of trust and dependence in the here and now, and that extends into the past and into the future. God's love is more than we can ask or imagine, and baptism is our invitation into that. Sabrina, Michael, and Lee are making promises on Juliet's behalf, and we are all promising to support her in discovering God's love and in living out that love in the world. Whispering to us between the lines in the words of our baptismal covenant is a reminder to trust in God's love and to let that love support us on this life's journey. Whispering to us is a reminder that God's love is more than we can ask or imagine, and that we are connected to that love no matter what. In our reading from Deuteronomy this morning, we have the end of Moses' life. Just as we might want foolproof formulas, we want to see our efforts come to fruition in this life. But in that too, it depends. We are invited to see that our lives, our efforts, are connected to something much bigger. This means that sometimes we will see the seeds we scatter as followers of Jesus. Sometimes we will see the impact of walking away of compassion and justice the way that Jesus did. Sometimes we'll see it and live into it, and sometimes that growth, that impact, will not be visible in our lifetime. Moses reminds us of this. Moses sees the promised land, but he doesn't cross over into it. We are invited to trust that we are part of something bigger than us, something that extends from the past into the future. And in that trust, we can say, "It depends." Loving God, loving neighbor, loving ourselves. What does this look like? Again, it depends. It depends on our willingness to be loved by God unconditionally. Out of our dependence on God's love, our capacity to live and move and breathe into a way of life that holds contradictions and challenges rather than leaping to yes and no, to binary answers. Saying it depends has us stretch and grow in those contradictions and challenges. We are held and loved by God as we stretch and grow. And we are invited to hold others in that same love. May this time here this morning remind you that it depends. Our lives as followers of Jesus depend on God's love and on the movement of the Spirit in our lives. The way forward on this life's journey invites us to say, it depends, as we are faced with challenges and contradictions. We are invited to hold those challenges and contradictions with God and with one another until out of that holding and stretching comes a new perspective and a new way of being. In Jesus' name, amen.